Peace and blessings, family. Thank you so much for tuning in. So no long outrun salutations or greetings. Let's just get right into this word. We are now in Genesis chapter 26. I'm going to be reading this from the Easy Read version, and then we will also be reading from the Greek Septuagint. Okay. Let's go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Yah, for this opportunity to be back in the Word from the beginning, from Bereshit, Father, Yah. Father, Yah, our desire is to know you more. Our desire is to have a closer walk with you, a better understanding of you, a better understanding of our role, of what we are to do for you. As kingdom citizens living here in the earth realm, oh Yah, lead us and guide us in all truth. It's in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. I ask that you bless this segment. Hallelujah. For your glory, for your honor. Amen. Okay, Bereshit 26. And there was a scarcity of food in the land, besides the first scarcity of food, which was in the days of Abraham. And Yitzhak went to Abimelech, sovereign of the Philistines in Gerar. And Yahweh appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Mitzrayim. Live in the land which I command you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for I give all these lands to you and your seed, and I will establish the oath which I swore to Abraham your father, and I shall increase your seed like the stars of the heaven, and I shall give all these lands to your seed, and in your seed all nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and guarded my charge, my commands, my laws, and my Torah." And Yitzhak dwelt in Gerar. And when the men of the place asked about his wife, he said, "She is my sister." For he was afraid to say, "She was my wife," thinking, "Lest the men of the place should kill me for Ribka, because she is good looking." And it came to be, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, sovereign of the Philistines, looked through a window, and he watched and saw Yitzhak playing with Ribka, his wife. So Abimelech called Yitzhak and said, "See, truly, she is your wife. So how could you say, 'She is my sister'?" And Yitzhak said to him, "Because I said, 'Lest I die on account of her.'" And Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the people had almost lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us." And Abimelech commanded all his people, saying, "He who touches this man or his wife shall certainly be put to death." And Yitzhak sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And Yahuwah blessed him. And the man grew great and went forward until he became very great. And he came to have possessions of flocks and possessions of herds, and a great body of servants. And the Philistines envied him. And the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and filled them with dirt. And Abimelech said to Yitzhak, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we." So Yitzhak went from there and pitched his tent in the Wadi Gerar and dwelt there. And Yitzhak dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. And he called them by the names which his father had called them. But when Yitzhak's servants dug in the wadi and found a well of running water there, the herdsmen of Gerar strove with Yitzhak's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they dug another well, and they strove over that one too. And he called its name Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not strive over it. And he called the name Rehoboth and said, "For now Yahweh has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." And from there he went up to Beersheba. And Yahweh appeared to him the same night and said, "I am Elohim of your father Abraham." So I'm saying, let me read that again. "I am the Elohim of your father Abraham. Do not fret, for I am with you and shall bless you and increase your seed for my servant Abraham's sake." And he built a slaughter place there and called on the name of Yahweh, and he pitched his tent there. And the servants of Yitzhak dug a well there. And Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzath, one of his friends, and Pichol, the commander of his army. And Yitzhak said to them, "Why have you come to me, seeing you have hated me and have sent me away from you?" But they said, "We have clearly seen that Yahweh is with you." And we said, "Please, let there be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you do no evil to us, as we have not touched you, and as we have done only good toward you, and have sent you away in peace. You are now blessed by Yahweh." And he made them a feast, and they ate and drank. And they rose early in the morning and swore an oath with one another. And Yitzhak let them go, and they departed from him in peace. And on the same day it came to be that the servants of Yitzhak came and informed him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water." So he called it Sibiah. Am I saying that right? Siba. And so he called it Siba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. And when Esau was 40 years old, he took his wives, Judith, the daughter of Barai the Hittite, and Basmath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and they were a bitterness of spirit to Yitzhak and Rivkah. All right, family. So now for comparison's sake, let's go on over and read Genesis chapter 26 in the, what did I say we were going to do? We're not doing the Latin Vulgate for this one. We're doing the Greek Septuagint, the Britain's translation. So come on and let's do it. Now remember, I need you guys to keep a keen ear, okay? Because what we're doing is comparing. We're comparing. So what I always say this, and what I find very interesting about reading from the TS 2009 is that they say it's very, very close to the authentic Aberim language, okay? But again, y'all know, well, at least I believe, that it is impossible to fully capture Abar in any other language. It is impossible to capture the full essence of our ancient Abarim language. They say it's Hebrew, but okay, that's another argument for another time. That's not what, and here's the deal. The reason why I don't really go too far with defending my position to calling our language a Abarim language or Abarite language is because I am not skilled in that way to be able to break it down to you guys to make it make sense to you, but it does make sense to me, so that I stand on that conviction. But if the Father ever gifts me and graces me to be able to share with you guys so that you can see it how I see it and stop calling our language Hebrew, then so be it. I would definitely do it, you know. But until then, it is what it is. Let us go now to the Greek Septuagint for this chapter. You know what? Before I get into reading, I'm feeling the need for some praise and worship. Hallelujah. So if you are sticking around with me for the second part of this reading, let us enjoy a song of praise and worship to our Father together. All right. Hallelujah. Here is a song that I've fallen in love with titled No Fear by Zamar Yasharal.
This is the season that I will be leading to a place that's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. I will believe all doubt and unbelief. They cannot stand near you. I'm leaving people too. Some things I have attached to me can't go. I'll leave it all just to know you more. So fix my eyes and make my vision clear. Light my feet, be light as I draw near. All faith and no fear. All faith and no fear.
Hallelujah.
This is the year. Whoa. All faith and no fear. All faith and no fear. This is the season. I will believe.
I will believe.
I gotta go, gotta go. Yeah, I will believe. All doubt and unbelief. Yeah,
they cannot stand near you.
I'm leaving people too, yeah.
Some things I have attached to.
Just to know you more.
Fix my eyes and make my vision clear.
Make it all clear. Light
my feet, be light as I draw near.
Hallelujah.
All faith and no fear.
Yeah. Whoa. All faith and
no fear.
declare, this is the year.
This is the year.
Oh, oh,
oh.
Set all faith on
all
fear.
All faith and no fear. All faith and no fear.
Hallelujah. Listen. See, here on your word I will stand. Your promises are yea and amen, yeah. I know that you have a plan, yeah, yeah, amen, yeah.
Hear all your word, I will stand.
Your promises are yea, yeah, yeah. I know that you have a plan. That's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. All faith and no fear. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, guys. Let's do it. Here we go. Genesis chapter 26 in Brenton's Septuagint translation. There was a famine in the land, besides the former famine, which was in the time of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, to Gerar. And this says Gerara. And the Lord appeared to him and said, go down to Egypt, but dwell, but dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of, and sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and bless thee, for I will give thee and to thy seed all this land, and I will establish my oath which I swore to thy father Abraham. And the way they spell our forefather's name here is A-B-R-A-A-M, A-bar-am, okay? And I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and I will give to thy seed all this land, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in thy seed. Because Abraham, thy father, hearkened to my voice and kept my injunctions, and my commandments, and my ordinances, and my statutes. And Isaac dwelt in Gerara, and the men of the place questioned him concerning Rebekah his wife. And he said, she is my sister, for he feared to say, she is my wife, lest at any time the men of the place should slay him because of Rebekah. She was fair. Y'all know he is his father's child, right? Did not Father Abraham do the same thing with Sarah? Wow, okay. Apple don't fall far from the tree, verse 8. And he remained there a long time. And Abimelech, the king of Gerara, leaned to look through the window and saw Isaac sporting with his wife Rebecca. So the other translation said that he saw them playing, and this one said he saw them sporting, right? And Abimelech called Isaac and said to him, "Is she thy wife? Why hast thou said she is my sister?" And Isaac said to him, "I did so, for I said, lest at any time I die on her account." And Abimelech said to him, "Why hast thou done this to us? One of my kindred within a little had lain with thy wife, and thou wouldest have brought a sin of ignorance upon us." And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "Every man that touches this man and his wife shall be liable to death." And Isaac sowed in that land, and he found in that year barley and hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him, and the man was exalted, and advancing he increased, so he became very great. And he had cattle of sheep and cattle of oxen, and many tilled lands, and the Philistines envied him, and all the wells which the servants of his father had dug in the time of his father, the Philistines stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Depart from us, for thou art become much mightier than we." And Isaac departed thence and rested in the valley of Gerara and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water, which the servants of his father, Abraham. Yeah. I mean, real quick. So, does it not make sense to you all that the language that we speak as the people, the descendants of Abraham, would be Abarite, as we are Abarim? I'm just putting that out there. Okay. So here we go. Verse 18. And Isaac dug the wells of water, which the servants of his father, Abraham, had dug. And the Philistines had stopped them after the death of his father, Abraham. And he gave them names according to the names by which his father named them. And the servants of Isaac dug in the valley of Gerara, and they found there a well of living water. And the shepherds of Gerara strove with the shepherds of Isaac, saying that the water was theirs. And they called the name of the well Injury, for they injured him. See the difference there? Now, remember, family, we are not a Greek-speaking people, okay? So these are the words translated in the Greek. So the reason I'm telling you guys now, the reason that I am doing this kind of a comparison, because way on down in the book of 1 Samuel, we're going to see something that may challenge what we've known about the scriptures pertaining to a specific story. But I don't want it to throw you guys off for a loop, because I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to allow me to explain it to you all, okay? And just give you a little hint. It's concerning David, Goliath, and an armor bearer, okay? So we're building up there. It's going to be a while before we get there. We're building up there, but I'm doing this to show you all the differences in translation. How, you know, small little details are very important. How one small detail can throw off a whole understanding of something. Okay? So anyway, in the TS 2009, this word is strove. But here in the Greek, from the early church, it was injury, strove an injury. For they strove with him, for they injured him. Right? So when we see the injured, it's like they hurt him. Right? Beat him up or something. But then in the other translation, it's like they strove. You know, that's a fight. They fought with him. But, you know, it doesn't say that, you know, they beat him up or they injured him. Right? So which one was it? Did they just fight over it or did they injure him? But anyway, let's keep going. And having departed thence, he dug another well, and they strove also for that. And he named the name of it Enmity. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And he departed thence and dug another well, and they did not strive about that. And he named the name of it Room, saying, because now the Lord has made room for us and has increased us upon the earth. Hallelujah. Let's go back real quick and see what word they used for room. I believe it was Berar. Let me see. I don't want to say the wrong thing. Okay, so we are in verse 22 of Genesis 26. And I'm going to run back over to the TS 2009 real quick to see the comparison. Now y'all see how off I was? The name of it is Rehoboth. What made me say Berar? Where did that come from? I don't know, but whatever. This is why I was like, let me go back and read it. All right. So it says here in the TS 2009, in verse 22, it says, he called its name Rehoboth, saying, for now Yahweh has made room for us. Hallelujah. And we shall be fruitful in the land. Okay. Going back to the Septuagint now, verse 23. And he went up thence to the well of the oath. And the Lord, it says, the Lord appeared to him in that night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bless thee and multiply thy seed for the sake of Abraham, thy father. And he built there an altar and called on the name of the Lord. And he pitched his tent, and there the servants of Isaac dug a well in the valley of Gerara. And Abimelech came to him from Gerara, and so did Akozath, his friend, and Pichol, or Phicol, because here is Phichol. So from our, you know, English language understanding, this would be Phicol, but we see that it's Pichol, right? Anyway, the commander-in-chief of his army. And Isaac said to them, wherefore have ye come to me, whereas ye hated me and sent me away from you? And they said, we have surely seen that the Lord was with thee. And we said, let there be an oath between us and thee, and we will make a covenant with thee, that thou shalt do no wrong by us, as we have not aborted thee, and according as we have treated thee well, and have sent thee forth peaceably. And now thou art blessed of the Lord. And he made a feast for them, and they ate and drank, and they arose in the morning and swore each to his neighbor. And Isaac sent for them. And Isaac sent them forth, and they departed from him in safety. And it came to pass in that day that the servants of Isaac came and told him of the well they had dug. And they said, we have not found water. And he called it Oath. Therefore, he called the name of the city, the Well of Oath, until this day. Verse 34. And Esau was 40 years old, and he took a wife, Judith, of the daughter of Beoc, the Hittite, and Basemath, daughter of Halon the Hittite. And they were provoking to Isaac and Rebekah. Esau was always a hater. All right, family. That is my time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this journey back to the beginning is a fruitful one for you as you tune in to the segments as they come. Love you. Thank you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Salam, salama, shalomama, all that good stuff. All right, I'm out.